Hepcat vocalist Greg Lee dead at 53. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 20, 2024. Greg Lee, the vocalist for the ska and reggae band Hepcat, died on Tuesday at the age of 53 following a massive brain aneurysm followed by cardiac arrest. Our dear friend, Gregory Lee, has left his earth body and joined the Angels officially as of March 19. Lee's partner Amanda Becker wrote in an Instagram post Wednesday. Greg had a massive brain aneurysm followed by cardiac arrest late Sunday, March 17 in our home, Becker explained. I found him on the floor unconscious and not breathing. I immediately called for 911 and the first responders were through the door within moments. They were able to regain his pulse, but he was not able to breathe on his own, Becker continued. He has been on life support in the NICU ever since and has not regained consciousness. The neurologist let us know his case is very rare and that the moment was swift. He did not suffer. Lee is survived by his four children, Elsa, Vivian, Kalia, as well as an unborn baby girl due in September, Becker added. The Hepcat singer is also survived by his mother, Janice, his brothers, Michael, Steve, and Tony, and his sister, Jennifer. Gregory will also live on in every piece of music he wrote and recorded. In every photo and video you took at a Hepcat show or scooter rally. And in every memory you have of him, Becker wrote. To all of his loving friends and fans, I am so sorry for this monumental loss. I do not have nearly enough superlatives to describe this incredible, beautiful, unique, and genuine man, she added. He has touched the lives and hearts of so many people all around the world through music and travel. His songs with Hepcat helped so many of us in both joyous and even depressing times, Becker wrote. He has inspired so many to create, dance, sing, and love. Myself included. His unique talents and presence will forever be unmatched. He is truly one of a kind. Listen below. Hepcat released its debut album, Out of Nowhere, in 1993, after signing a deal with Moon Records. In 1996, the ska group released its second album, Scientific, on BYO Records. The band later signed a deal with Hellcat Records, founded by Rancid vocalist and guitarist Tim Armstrong, and released the albums Right on Time in 1998 and Push and Shove in 2000 on that label. After that, Hepcat landed a spot on the popular Vance Warped Tour Music Festival. In 1998, Lee and fellow Hepcat singer Alex Desert lent their vocals to the Hoover Street track on Rancid's Life Won't Wait album. Listen below. When Armstrong asked Lee and Desert if they wanted to go to Jamaica to work on Rancid's Life Won't Wait album, the two Hepcat singers downplayed their excitement out of fear that the project might somehow fall through, Lee recalled. We were like, sure, no problem, Lee told MTV at the time. Rancid vocalist and guitarist Lars Fredriksson reacted to Lee's death in an Instagram post on Wednesday, writing, a voice like a million bucks and a heart made of gold. Love to your family. Fredriksson added. See you on the other side. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X/Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.